You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local ass. And on the air now.
Oh, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
We are up and about. It's good to be back after a long break.
I'm telling you, there is no one happier than me right now, Creeper, that you are back. Because last week I had to use the tools and...
The buttons.
Yeah, oh, dearie me. There's a lot to think about. I'm not quite the octopus that you are. I can't juggle all these buttons all at once.
Oh, well, you know, I don't know how I'm going to go juggling them myself this morning. It's going to be a bit of a ride, but that's all right.
But it's exciting. The king is back in the hot seat.
Where's that? Who's that? Who's that now? Stephen, is it?
I wish.
Now, I had a bit of a trip to Vietnam, which was fantastic.
Awesome.
Very interesting place.
Mm-hmm.
My favourite part of the trip was a little town called Tam Koc.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Beautiful. And there's this pagoda in Tam Koc called the Bic Dong Pagoda.
Is that right?
Biggest pagoda in all of Vietnam. And wow, it was amazing.
What an absolute time to be alive. My question for you, Creevo.
Yes.
How many Banh Mi's do you think you consumed whilst in Vietnam?
I deleted a lot. Let's just say.
I can imagine.
A lot of pho as well. A lot of good food adventures. It was a great trip. A few more, I guess, details throughout the show of what I got up to, the adventures, etc.
Well, while you've been away, Ari and I have been working hard.
Yeah, you have been.
Right.
Sleeves all rolled up and everything.
I know. Yesterday we were at Next, which is nice for the Holiday Expo, Travel World.
Mm.
Gave away a cruise, if you don't mind, Creevo.
Yeah.
So.
It was on a big ship, I hear.
Yes, yeah, very big ship.
Yeah, very nice. Oh, that's cool. And the winners were happy?
Oh, stoked, yeah. Donna from Madawi was our winner.
She was lovely.
She was crying, genuine tears.
I mean, I don't want to say I'm happy that there's people crying, but I feel like this is a chance where you can. It's going to be a great show today, a lot planned, and I'm just excited to be back.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local ass. And on the air now.
And Jared, just talking about that police, I guess, operation.
Sounds intense.
The police helicopter was dead over my house just about. For ages.
Yeah, there you go. And
you do, of course, like with your neighbours, you do that. Oh, who are they looking for? Looking for you, are they?
Oh,
that
classic,
stuff.
Yeah.
And then it hung around for ages, though. Every time you think, oh, it's taken, like, you know, circling away or whatever, it just kept coming back, you know, just hanging around for ages.
It's so fascinating. Doesn't matter how much we evolve, humans, when you boil it down to the most simple level, still like, that's an unusual sound.
That's not normal. What's going on here?
We're so nosy, aren't we? We love gossip.
And within minutes as well, like, the phone's going off and you look on Facebook and it's like the local community gossip group.
Yeah.
Every time.
Chopper over there. Who knows what's going on? Well, only the police. That's why they're doing it. And that's why they're overhead. So, you know what? I'm just glad that they, did what they set out to do, is all I can say.
So they got you, did they?
Yeah. Sorry, guys. After this show, I'm off.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got other commitments.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
All right, Jared, so we've got a local sporting field that's been vandalised, is that right?
Yes, and have you got the bleeper ready for what I'm about to call these tosses?
Oh, God. Here we go. No, I don't.
I'll save you the stress.
Okay, thanks.
This time it was the Taro Recreational Fields on Sunday, which is home to the Beresfield Touch Association at the moment. Deep tyre tracks across their home ground were discovered early in the morning, leaving the side without a field to play on.
Yeah, right.
So, seriously?
Yeah, lots of tyre marks really deep into the ground right across it. Follows attacks on grounds at Windale, Wallsend, Hawksnest, Katara, Swansea, and that's just to name a few. It just keeps happening. It seems like we're reporting this every weekend.
Yeah, right. So have they got any leads on suspects or anything?
Not at the moment, but Beresfield Touch are asking for anyone with information to get in touch with Crime Stoppers.
Okay, it's just nasty, isn't it? Like, and for what gain at all?
5 minutes of fun for what?
Yeah, I don't know. It is nasty.
Hang on, you calling it fun, isn't it?
Not for me, Queen.
We've gone from zero suspects to one.
We'll have to bring Jared in for questioning. Before we do, though, you've got a story for us around dredging of the Mile River, which is beginning middle of the year.
Yeah, that's according to the state government. Residents and business owners have long campaigned for the dredging, fearing the gateway to Tea Gardens and Hawk's Nest would eventually become inaccessible due to sand buildup, similar to what we've seen in the Swansea Channel. A study was completed back in September. We know the state government. Governments love their studies to gauge the situation, and it found what locals already knew, that the river was in fact choking up.
So okay. For years everyone's like, this place needs dredging. They're like, we'll do a study into that. Oh, yeah, you are correct. It does need dredging. Yes. Right.
So expected to cost around $2 million to complete. 1.8 of that's probably for the study.
I was going to say, how much was for the study? Most of it. What, you drive a dredge up there from the Swansea and do it. That
from
should
the
be
Swansea.
Yeah, well, that's what they call it around there.
But have you guys seen this new post over the weekend and kind of late last week? So a Philadelphia-based jeweler is now offering up to a $1 million worth of engagement ring to Taylor Swift and her partner, Travis Kelce, if they happen to get engaged.
So hang on, it's like you can have $1 million ring or $1 million towards your ring.
No. So it's going to be like this custom-made ring with the value tag of $1 million.
That, I mean, I don't know what the Travis Kelce's net worth is.
Lots. I'll Google it right now.
Do a live Google. Yeah. But I feel as if once you're, if you're trying to get engaged to Taylor Swift, would $1 million cut it for a ring?
Well, I suppose so. Like, it's meant to be, you know, platinum and all that type of stuff. Art Deco style, 7.5 carat emerald cut, earthborn diamond, blah, blah, blah. So it's meant to be this massive.
Pretty fancy.
At what point does the ring become too big, you know, and the rock becomes too big?
Well, you've got to get, fans have to be able to see it from stage. Have you seen her sell out crowds in stadiums?
That's true. So live Google, he's worth roughly $40 million US.
Oh, so millions already. Yeah, that's probably right, I guess.
Is there like a rule they normally have for your ring that's a certain percentage, a certain amount of years of your salary and stuff like that?
I thought it was 6 months or something.
Is that what it is?
You should be researching this, Stephen.
No chance at all.
This is the sort of information you should be getting and gathering together.
Not yet. I do love, though, it sounds like, I mean, just from you telling us that story there, Ari, that they've basically offered him a Build-A-Bear type service.
Pretty much.
But for a ring worth $1 million. You come in, you choose the rocks, the gems, whatever you want.
Yeah, and we'll put it together.
We'll all put it together for you, that's fine. And then you walk out with it at the end of the day, a little ribbon on it. Well done.
But you know what? There's always a catch to these type of things. It'll probably be like, oh, you have to do like this advertisement. You have to have this photo shoot with it, you know, so it can have the jeweler's names attached to it.
Well, what they're hoping is that Taylor Swift posts the classic photo of her hand with, like, the ring on it, you know. Yeah. We're hitched, you know, well done, congratulations.
Yeah.
And then they get all the publicity from that is what they're hoping, obviously.
Well, even, like, even just talking about, even just offering it, even if they don't accept, they've already had a win.
Yeah.
Because at the moment, they spent $0.
Yeah.
And here we are talking about that particular jeweler. It's actually kind of genius.
The thing is, though, I'm actually quite jealous. Now, I wouldn't date Travis Kelce, because who wouldn't want $1 million engagement ring? I mean, I love my diamonds, so, yeah, I'm on the Kelce train now.
Sorry, Mitch, if you're listening, you're out.
You got nothing.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Cool change today as well, team. Which
finally.
I think a bit of relief because it was absolutely stinking over the weekend.
You literally, I heard the wind during the night. I was like, I got up. I was like, that's the cool change. Open all the windows.
Had a bit of a hustle. I mean, it was worth it because it was like quite, you could feel it coming last night. Mm. Even though there was no like cloud in the sky, it felt like a storm was about to come.
You reckon it was really still last night?
I don't know. I reckon it had that feel in the air. You know, just like there's something palpable about it. Anyway, I digress. Not what I want to talk about.
No.
To try and combat the hot weather, I went for the first time and finally tried the new Newcastle Ocean Baths.
How was it?
So I went on Saturday evening. Mm-hmm. Siobhan and I, my partner Siobhan and I, we went and took a picnic set. So we had some
look at you, bickies, little romantic.
Yeah, bickies and cheese and some fruit and took, you know, a bit of wine as well.
Jeez, that must be nice, Crevo, right?
I know, living the high life over here, bickies and cheese.
We've had to cut power for a month to afford it, but anyway, I digress. Beautiful, really was nice. So we sat up on all the new, like, bleachers. I've got the stairs and stuff all there that they've painted. Yeah, it was pretty nice and the water was beautiful. I mean, it's a pool, isn't it? But it looks pretty while you're there.
Location is unbeatable, isn't it?
Exactly. So, yeah, enjoyed it. I thought it was really nice. No issues at all with, anything.
This or that.
Yeah, this or that or anything, really.
Would you pick it next time over the Merriweather baths? Because this is always my debate.
Well, everyone's been talking about this, especially with my mates over the weekend. So, yeah, that's what I think. What do you reckon?
My honest opinion is nah. I reckon Merriweather's is easier for parking.
Yeah, that's
which okay.
Is, which you is got a lot like more a options. Massive, massive factor. And then, like, for me, and this is the most important bit, Merriweather's just a bit closer.
Yeah.
So, like...
For you or...?
Yeah, for me, where I live, it's a bit closer. Yeah. So, like, I wouldn't drive any further to go to what is essentially still just a pool. But it was nice to go and see it all, and it is a beautiful
in
view.
In its glory.
It's all done up. And,
Oh, very nice. Well, there we go. The full report next time, though. I will try it at least once.
You have to try it at least once. Stick it off the bucket list.
Big ambitions, that's what I'll say.
There's no doubt that the cost of living crisis is through the roof, right?
Oh, obviously.
I mean, everything's gone up. The price of our shop's gone up. Rent's gone up.
I can't even get hot chips under $10
these days. It's unbelievable. The bills seem to keep piling on. And you know what? I think I've taken it pretty well. Taken it on the chin and I've taken it like a champion.
No, look at you go.
I'm drawing the line.
You are a legend.
I'm drawing the line at my Tui's new. Because this is unbelievable. The price of the humble pint is set to increase from next week.
So, hang on. Now, we're talking pint or schooner here? Because
all beer.
Over west, you're a big pint drinkers, I know.
No, well, I just did it for the alliteration. Price of the pint. Use that P sound. I thought it sounded nice.
I appreciate that.
Anyway, I'll continue. Because the beer tax will increase to over $60 per litre of pure alcohol, which is due to Friday 1st indexation. Now, the Brewers Association of Australia CEO, John Preston, has said that the latest price increase will have a negative impact on not only brewers, but beer drinkers will be the ones probably to cop the brunt of this increase.
Right.
He goes on to say, in many venues, people are paying over $15 for a pint. This is set to become the new norm and is a huge amount considering how tight the family budget is.
$15. It's too much.
It is too much, isn't it?
Because, I mean, imagine, right, you've got maybe you buy one for yourself. Maybe you buy one for a friend.
Yep.
There's $30. Mm. Where's the money for your hot chips? Out of control. You got none left.
Yeah, you can't afford to eat while you're at the pub.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Which is bad.
Yes, so we don't condone that.
They reckon, here's an example, anecdotally, the tax of a keg of beer has increased by approximately $2 to $78 in August. And this is set to affect all drinkers. I mean, spirits are included in this as well.
What?
I would never... Yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
Hang on. So spirits are going up as well as just your regular Joe Blow beer.
Well, because I said it's based on the, like, it's what was it, like $60 per litre of pure alcohol.
Right, so everything goes
up. Everything's got alcohol in it goes up.
Well, that's the thing, because, like, cocktails are what, already $20 each? It's like some of them are 24, some of them are 18, depending on if it's happy hour, because I know these things clearly. But the... What are they going to cost now? Like $30 a cocktail?
Yeah, it could be even worse. If you've got more than one shot in there, you're in trouble.
Well, could be in a lot of strife. Look, I would never, ever, ever incite panic buying, especially after the toilet paper debacle of 2020. But, like, I'm telling you, after work, I'm heading straight to Dan Murphy's in Charlestown.
Stocking up.
I'm stocking up on the cases.
Lucky you got a spare room, because we're going to be full.
I'll need it. I've got a confession to make, team.
Okay.
Uh-oh. What's happened here?
I've become everything I once hated.
Okay.
So, it's fair to say that over the break, Father Christmas treated me pretty well.
Did
he? He looked after me. Mm. So, I mean, I got a flashy new smoothie cup, which has been on display today in the studio.
Showing off already.
I got myself a nice beach towel.
Oh.
I also got myself a brand new Yeti water bottle.
Oh, they aren't these like the $60 full hipster water bottles?
Are they that much?
Yeah, they're pretty pricey. They're like, yeah, as Crevo said so elegantly, the hipster water bottles. They're like this reusable insulated water bottle, I guess. So it keeps your beverage colder or warmer, depending on what you want, for longer.
It's basically a flash thermos.
Okay. Yeah. So that's the latest influencer kind of gadget, I suppose.
Well, yeah, obviously, it's not quite a thermos.
Big shot now, isn't he?
It's a bit more streamlined than that. But, I mean, I guess in the past, I believe that Yeti owners or, you know, like the Frank Greens or the Stanley Quench owners, for that matter, mm-hmm. all those brands, I feel like those owners have been pretentious, stuck up, had this sense of entitlement, believe that they were, you know, better than everyone else.
Winter's coming, you'll be in here with this Patagonia jacket.
I'm telling you now, these people, these owners, Yeti owners, believe they're better than everyone else. Because they are. Because they are better than everyone else.
You know what it is, Crevo? I reckon he just thinks because everybody recognises him in the street now.
He's
like, I'm famous. I am like Newcastle's face and voice. He's just like, nah, I need a fancy drink bottle.
Can't be seen out in public with just your pump bottle anymore. He's too much of a big shot.
That's unbelievable claims to be thrown around.
Star of the Cardiff Hawks.
That'll do. I don't know. I love it. Honestly, and I'm taking it everywhere, you know? Like, Siobhan will be like to me when we're at home. She'll be like, oh, do you want a glass of water? No, I'll grab my drink bottle. You know, I don't use the cups in the drawer anymore.
I'm too good for cups.
It's unbelievable. I've become so pretentious and, like, unbearable.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do with myself.
So what does that make us now? Just because we use glasses to drink out of, that makes us plebs, does it?
Yeah, you're not allowed to talk to me, I don't think. You're below my level.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
And Crevo, you're finally back from bludging.
Yeah, well, look, I had a really good bludge. I needed it, but I'm back in business now, so happy to be back.
Yeah, while you've been gone, Ari and I, we've been holding down the fort. And
thank you.
You know what? I feel a bit sorry for you.
Oh.
Because, you know, while you say you've been living it up, me and Ari got the chance to give away a little old cruise, if you don't mind.
Yeah. That's always a treat, isn't it, when you get to give a lucky listener, a local listener, something amazing.
And you missed out. So Ari and I yesterday, we got ourselves down to necks in the aircon, thank God.
It was sweltering.
Yeah.
And we were there for the Hello World Holiday Expo, of course.
Oh, it's always a treat, that.
Bigger and better than ever.
Mm. Oh, it's huge. So many stalls.
And so many discounts as well. Some of them were like, you can get like $1,500 off today if you book today.
Much?
Some of them were offering like $1,500 discounts.
$1,500 you can use for your next holiday.
Exactly.
That's it.
But someone who didn't have to spend a cent to go on holiday was Donna in Madawi. She was our winner of New FM's Don't Miss the Ship yesterday.
Oh.
It was so great to see so many of the listeners. And they weren't missing you, Crevo, by the way.
So many people
were like, when's Crevo back? We need Crevo.
Well, that's not surprising.
I was like, soon, don't worry, we'll be back soon. But yeah, so great to see everyone there, of course. Mm. And Dowie, interaction for you as well, Ari.
Yeah.
You've really been to a listener event before, so
yeah,
I guess put a face to the name.
Yeah, they came up and said hello to Stephen, and then they were like, oh, you must be the new member of the team. Well, welcome. And I'm like, oh, thanks, guys. It was really lovely. So got to smile at people.
Our listeners are the best.
We've got the nicest in the world, don't we?
Nah, guarantee.
It is a new FM guarantee. Once again, a big congratulations to Donna in Madawi.
Yeah.
Who walked away with that four-night return cruise Sydney to Burnie, if you don't mind.
Such
a beautiful prize and a beautiful holiday to win.
Indeed.
Yeah, I'm very jealous. Okay, but now I've seen something that's been plastered all over the internet. It seems disgusting to me. So we've already talked about the debacle about hot cross buns coming out way too early already. Mm-hmm. We know about this. But Coles are now teaming up with Arnott's, of course, our favourite biscuit brand, to create this unique take on an Easter favourite, launching a limited edition pizza shapes flavour hot cross bun.
No from me. See, I'm conflicted here because pizza shapes are the best shape.
They're elite.
They are. Oh, no, crimpies.
Crimpies are great. Pizza is a close second.
Well, this is a separate... I feel like I've had this argument before.
Yeah, but I still
maintain the fact pizza shape is the best shape.
They are a good flavour of
and
shape.
And I do like hot cross buns. So could this be a match made in heaven? This is the question.
Yeah, but, like, it is one of those, you know, like, I love chocolate. I also love sushi. I don't think chocolate and sushi go well together, you know?
Actually, it doesn't seem like a bad idea.
It does seem like a bad idea, an awful idea.
Well, that's right. And this article also does mention that they're probably going to release a kind of a sweet flavour as well from Arnott. So you got your savoury, you got your sweet hot cross buns, and also these flavours come off the back of last year's flavours of Lamington, carrot cake, and kind of the controversial savoury burger sauce kind. So they're just getting worse and worse, I think.
Okay.
It feels criminal, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like, just leave hot cross buns alone.
Well, you know who can weigh in on this? Because we're all a bit unsure about the whole situation, is Australia's premier supermarket expert, Scott Chippy Frappell. Good morning.
Good morning. How are we all doing?
Good.
Welcome back.
I feel more calm and comfortable now that you've entered the conversation.
Yes, of course. Well, hot cross buns, definitely my domain. For those that don't know, I spent a lot of time working at Coles and Woolies, spent a lot of time making hot cross buns from scratch.
Did you?
Absolutely. I have baked before, so hey-ho. add it to the accolades. But yes, the pizza bar, the Arnott's pizza shapes come into the hot cross bun range. It's an absolute no from me.
So when they release this sort of stuff, because you would have been the one stacking the shelves and putting up all these kind of like little displays they've got for them, like, do they have a lot of them in the back, or is it like, let's make, you know, like maybe 50 packs or 100 packs and make a display so it looks flashy, but they're not planning on selling a whole lot.
Oh, no, they're planning on a big thing.
Really?
More than anything, it comes down to the publicity side of things, that it gets chins wagging and people talking.
Yeah, people are buying, like your expert analysis telling us that people are buying them purely as a conversation starter.
Absolutely. Nobody actually wants pizza flavored hot cross buns, and I'm throwing it out there. Brilliant, brilliant marketing move, but I would take a guess that I wouldn't probably buy more than one packet.
They'll never come back, is what you're saying.
I don't think so.
Well, there you go. I mean, I feel like I understand the whole situation now. It's just for marketing.
Scott,
if anyone knows.
The baker for Pell has said no. He says no.
Now, though, I just got back from a trip to Vietnam. I've never been there before. Amazing part of the world.
Yeah, enjoyed it?
Yeah, really, really nice. And towards the end of the holiday, we decided, all right, let's spend a couple of nights in a bit flasher hotel.
Ooh.
Really?
Yeah, so we're very excited. You get in there and the sort of place that has like a welcome drink and everything. Oh, this is a living.
And you feel like in some of those countries in like Southeast Asia, you can afford to stay in sometimes a bit of a nicer.
Yeah, it was cheaper than like the local motel.
Exactly, that's what I mean.
You feel like
you can afford to treat yourself.
Exactly. So we get in there and the welcome drink came out. And then there's a gentleman who tells you about the facilities at the hotel.
Yeah.
He said, just letting you know, it's 2-for-1 spa treatments for you guys as well.
Oh,
hello. This is a good situation to be in. So looking through, they give you like a little spa menu in the room. And my wife, Emmy, said, let's get a salt scrub. I was like, what's that? That seems a bit weird, but all right. You know what? 2-for-1. I'm in. I like a deal.
Yep.
Anyway, so we go to the spa and they first sit you down. They take off your shoes. No dramas. They put your feet in like this. A tub of water to wash it, and there was cut up ginger and lemongrass to like scent the water.
Oh, you know? For what reason? It's going on your feet.
Yeah, but it's got like antioxidants in it. It's meant to be really good for the skin.
Apparently so.
So they'll have you believe.
There was also like some sliced like limes in there floating around. It was just very nice.
Citrusy.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, they do that, and then you go into the treatment room and you put on like these paper undies sort of situation. All part of it. And then the salt scrub, I didn't realise, they literally have a big, like, tub of salt and they scrub and rub it all over your entire body. covered in salt.
So was it like kind of, you know, was it like table salt or big rock salt? Like, you know,
the couldn't see it. I was looking down through the little hole in the table, right? Mm-hmm. Anyway, they're really rubbing it in, you know, they're quite, you know, get quite vigorous on the skin, which is supposed to, like, I guess, exfoliate you or something.
Well, of course, get rid of that dead skin. Yeah,
yeah, all that. But here I'm thinking, right, I've had the lemongrass, the ginger and the lime. Now I'm being rubbed with salt. This is exactly how I prepare pork for the oven. I mean, they got it going at, you know, 200 or 220 fan out the back. Am I about to be cooked here? What's going on? I'm panicking.
Krispy Kremeo belly.
105.3. 105.3. UFM. UFM. The Novos. Lowest.
All right, brand new game that we're all very excited about. Here's how it works. Mm-hmm. We give you three different items, and you just have to put them in order, the cheapest to the most expensive, the lowest to the luxe.
Yeah, pretty simple, doesn't it? It's what it says on the tin.
Yeah, it's very simple. And the prize today, this is, get your ears around this. Mm-hmm. We've got the back-to-school packs, the UFM back-to-school packs, loaded up with essentials. You got pens, pencils, texters, rulers, glue, exercise books, even hand sanitizer, and there's so much more in there as well. There's a couple of surprises along the way as well, so perfect for getting ready for school. School back next week, so you want to get your hands on these.
Perfect.
Let's do a little example so you understand how the game works. I'm going to get you to play Ari here.
Ooh, I'm in. Okay. I'm in.
All right. Three items. You just got to put them in order, lowest to luxe.
Okay, hit me.
Okay. A 2024 Toyota Yaris.
Oh.
A Kookaburra cricket bat and a Snickers bar.
Snickers bat car.
Correct.
Yay!
Exactly right. There we go.
It's so simple, isn't it?
You would have won yourself a back to school pack.
It, look, it's very sad that I had to actually think about that these days. Like Snickers, well, I don't know.
Price of living through the roof.
Cost of living is through the roof. So we're trying to help you with this back to school pack. So if you want to play this brand new game, it's all sparkly and new and exciting. 4967405 is that magic number. And you can go down in history as the first lowest deluxe winner.
Let's meet our first contestant, first ever time playing this, Jody in Waratah. Good morning, Jody. How does it feel to be the first ever player of lowest deluxe?
Oh, it's awesome.
Yeah. Woo, like it.
You can go down today in history as the first ever Lowest Deluxe winner, which, I mean, doesn't matter what happens from here on, they can never strip that from you. They can never take that title from you.
Oh, I'm pretty special.
Yes, you are.
Well, we can all agree on that.
First and foremost, though, Jody, you do need to win. So, I mean, you understand the premise of the game, right? You've got to order them from the cheapest to the most expensive, the lowest to the luxe.
Sure do, yeah.
All right, easy as. Well, let's get into this then. So the three items I've got for you, Jody, are number one, a 2023 Toyota Corolla Ascent Sport Hatch Hybrid. Now, this one is in Sunstone Orange, just in case that changes the price up a little bit. The next item I've got for you is 5 gum, sweet mint sugar-free chewing gum, 12-piece pack.
All right. Yeah.
And the third item I've got for you is the iPhone 15, 128 gigabyte in black.
Ooh, okay, hang on, let me play this.
So the three items, the Toyota Corolla, the 5 gum pack, and the iPhone 15. Where are you going to order them? What are you thinking, Jody?
I'm thinking maybe the gum is the cheapest.
All right, we're going to lock that in then. What do you think's in the middle?
The iPhone.
Right, which means we're left with the Corolla in as the most expensive.
What colour was it again?
The Sunstone orange, in case that changes.
Yep, okay.
Orange. Jody's all over it.
Knowing it's Sunstone orange, you're still going to leave it as the most expensive?
Yes.
Okay, well, I can reveal that even though we tried to trick you...
You're a winner!
You have won.
First ever winner of Lowest Deluxe. You've gone down in history. We write your name in the new FM history book. Plus, you get that back to school pack. Congratulations. You've done Waratah proud, Jody.
Thank you so much.
You know, new year, and I've moved into a new place as well. So I'm out of the Charlestown Castle, and now I'm in with Siobhan's auntie and uncle and her cousin as well at a place in Hamilton.
Oh, lovely.
He's going up in the world, isn't he?
I know.
Okay, if you say so. I mean, yeah, it is a lovely house. And I'm very lucky to be able to live there. But while I've been travelling to and from, I've noticed in
broad meadow. There is like, I guess...
Home of the hunters. Sorry.
There is.
Basketball.
Like a landmark, I guess. A forgotten gem in Newcastle. And one that confuses and baffles me. So basically, I was driving down Griffiths Road. And on the corner of Griffiths Road and Broadmeadow Road, out the front of... It's like Scott Munro personal training or something like that. It's opposite... You know where Freddy's fishing and camping superstore is?
Yeah, main road on the way to like that stadium and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. On the other side of that, there is this giant golf ball sitting elegantly atop of like this large pole. It must be 4 or 5 metres tall.
I know the exact one you mean.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
What is it doing there?
That is a great question.
Because it is clearly there's no golf shop there or in the area. And I mean, even if there was one in the past, you'd think you'd just in taking over the new lease or whatever, you'd knock down that golf ball, wouldn't you?
Yeah, it
wouldn't be that hard to get a chainsaw or cut the pole down. And
repro sword goes straight through that. I've often wondered about that golf ball because I know exactly where you mean. It's pretty close to my shop.
Yeah.
I drive past that way all the time.
Mm.
And it's a bit of a mystery. And the other thing is you would have thought if there was a golf shop, it'd have their name on there.
Exactly, yeah. On the golf ball,
it's a blank golf ball. Do you know anything about this, Ari?
Well, I've seen it ever because I obviously grew up in Newcastle, so I've seen all the staples and all the monuments, rather, that Newcastle has to offer. So I'm pretty sure, I'm like 99% sure there was a golf shop there. Now, in terms of taking it down, there's never been anything in the news about it, so I just think it's just become one of those things, like Charlie the Chook over at like Gateshead Way and things like that, and the big bulldog out at Newcastle and stuff like that. It's just a staple now. You can't take it down because that's just what people are used to seeing, and it's become part of our culture here in Newcastle.
Is it so cheap to take it down?
No, don't.
I just think Newcastle has an unhealthy obsession with, like you said, these big like character mascots. Because, like you said, there's Charlie the Chook. Obviously, we've got Ozzy the Mozzie here in Hexham.
Yeah,
which,
that's a legend.
Is a staple. Lake Mac Prawn, which is missing a head. which
we've got.
And like you said, there's that bulldog on top of. I think it's that healthcare center on Bunker Road.
Like that.
There's that weird bulldog just sitting up there.
Well, if anyone knows who owns the golf ball and wants to take it down, I'll gladly sell it in the shop.
Will
you? Yeah, I've sold one of those giant golf balls before.
Have you?
It's decent money in it.
Interesting. There you go. Maybe you should spray paint Crevos on top of it or something.
Now that is a good idea. I'd also be into that.
And a couple of, it must have been about a week ago or so, I had a bit of a late family friend Christmas event happening.
Yeah.
Often these happen kind of in the months before or after Christmas because that festive period is so, so busy. So
everyone
kind of like, let's circle a date late January where everyone's free and we'll go and have like a nice lunch, a barbecue and exchange some gifts and stuff like that.
So lovely.
Went down to the lake and had that with some family friends and some others and it kind of all blows out. But anyway, there were some little kids there and they were obviously still so excited with the Christmas season and the festivities and were excited to get their presents. So we had a few and we bought a couple presents for them and all that kind of stuff. I bought them some of those, this is irrelevant, but you know you get those tennis ball, you get a tennis ball and you get the two paddles with Velcro on it and they can throw it and go,
that's
for the kids.
Best game.
Anyway, one of the presents that this little girl got was one of those. It's like a fairy that flies. It's powered by a ripcord. You know, you put it on like a bass and then everyone would have seen them. You basically rip the string back real quick and the fairy shoots up and then
takes off.
Kind of the wings expand and it floats down slowly. It spirals its way back towards the ground.
Another Barbie product, just to say.
So anyway, girl got one of these. So excited. She was stoked, honestly. It looked like she won the lottery. She was so thrilled and she was giving it a go. And like I said, we're out by the lake and she gave this, you know, she was like, you know, I'm going to send this fairy absolutely flying. And I guess in her attempt to try and get as much power as possible, she's angled her body a little bit and ripped that string. This fairy, it's gone up super high, to be fair. Very impressive rip from the young girl. But as it was descending, I thought, you know, you've sent this pretty far out there. Not only outwards, like as in up, but in terms of distance away from us as well.
Oh.
This is going to land in the lake, isn't it?
Going to land. Did it go in the drink or not?
Went straight in the drink.
Oh,
you're never getting that back up. And it reminded me of, like, when I was a kid, I remember once, like, Pop broke my brother's bike on Christmas Day.
How did he do that?
He just obviously, I think that, you know, I was young, so it's hard to remember. This is probably speculation, but I think there might have been a few lemonades involved. But he went, let me look at this. How funny is this? I'm riding a little kid's bike. And then, you know, the bike hit the ground and the wheels flew out in both directions. Oh. You know, couldn't hold his weight.
Like a cartoon.
But yeah, exactly. Yeah. But sometimes, like on the day that you get to play with your brand new toy, your new present, it breaks, doesn't it?
It's the excitement of it all, and often, you know, you're over-enthusiastic, like this kid with the fairy, and suddenly you end up, day one, you've already broken it.
Has it ever happened to you, Ari?
Well, it has, but mine was when I was a little bit older than this little lass you're talking about. So my first ever mobile phone, right? So I was probably maybe, well, I don't know, 12 or something, and I got it for my 12th birthday. And I was walking out of, this is our old house, so we had like, slate and things like that and concrete just outside. So I unwrap it, all is looking good, so I start setting up the phone. Probably about half an hour later, I walk out to the screen enclosure, and then because I'm clumsy, I drop it on this slate. Uh-oh. And it's just and it just collapses everywhere. It's destroyed. There is no screen left on it. It was just a disaster.
There's nothing worse than the feeling of a dropped brand new phone.
Yeah.
It's just, your heart sinks, doesn't it?
It actually does. Yeah, you feel, yeah, honestly, the despair you feel is unbelievable.
And I feel like when you have these presents that are just, you accidentally destroy or they've gone walkabout like this fairy, I mean, it's just, it's
heartbreaking.
But the thing is, though, it's like, especially when toys that you've begged your parents for like a year straight, and then all of a sudden, well, it's no more.
Yeah. You get it and it's gone.
Well, let's do it. Let's talk about short present lifespans, I suppose, whether it's Christmas or a birthday or you just got a nice gift. 4967 4105. When did you get the present and then, you know, destroyed it pretty much straight away?
Break it straight away.
And for sharing the pain with us, we can reward you this morning, can't we, Creevo?
That's right. We've got $60 vouchers for the Lucky Hotel Newcastle, which is pretty nice. We've also got the Force of Nature, the Dry 2, which is exclusive to cinemas February 8th. We've got movie tickets. We've got, you know, hotel vouchers as well. This is awesome. Only local winners.
Let's get some of your stories. 4967 4105, of course, that magic number. We'll head to Port Stephens first. Morning, Matt. How's things?
Yeah, doing pretty good. Stuck in traffic just after Stockton Bridge. So.
Oh no, good, mate. Well, sore spot.
Warning for everyone, if you head to that area, avoid if you can or hang back a bit.
All right, now tell us, when did the present get broken a bit prematurely?
So, I got the Cessna foam RC plane. Mm-hmm. Dad goes, "All right, cool. We'll take it out to the airfield. We'll go fly it." Uh-huh. Get there. He says, "All right, I'll fly it first. Make sure it goes all right."
Classic dad trick. Classic.
The whole time I'm like, I never asked or wanted a plane. So I'm like, this is definitely something you wanted and you busted it. I don't remember feeling sad. So I'm like, awesome. I'm no loss for me.
So what? He just crashed it like on his first little flight.
Oh, it wasn't even up for a minute.
And back in the day, those sort of planes, very expensive as well.
Mm. You can just hear Dad go, "I don't need to read the instructions. How hard can it be?" It's a controller. Next minute,
straight
down
away.
It goes.
All right, to Raymond Terrace next. Michelle, what's your story?
Hi, guys. When my daughter was younger, all she wanted was a baby born for Christmas.
Yep.
So she got it.
And now, these are the dolls that you, like, feed and stuff, don't they? They're all, like, animatronic. And, yeah, yep.
Yeah. Anyway, she fed it sand within the first half hour, and it never worked.
She fed it sand?
Yes.
Well, I mean, I guess the point of these baby borns is to teach, you know, the young kids the maternal instincts. And now your daughter knows, never feed a baby sand.
She'll kill it.
So you might think that was an expensive toy, but I say a cheap life lesson.
Yeah.
Last half full type of situation.
Well, we'll send you off to the Lucky Michelle. Consolation for your lost baby born. $60 coming your way. Well done.
Thanks.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
Guys, I got such a treat on Saturday night. I was hanging out with my mum. We were in the living room and stuff at home. We were watching a movie, and then all of a sudden we heard kind of these slight little pops and bangs out on the horizon.
So car, like, backfire in Cameron Park, nothing new.
Loud Saturday night.
So basically where our house is, it's kind of on one of those hills. And
ooh.
I know. Mum, Dad, don't know. It ain't my money. Anyway, so I was like, oh, Mum, that sounds like fireworks. So we went out to the alfresco area, kind of on top of our little hill there. And I'm like, Mum, Dad, quick, get out of here. And then there was just these, like, four different points. It was out Warners Bay, kind of Lake Macquarie Way, Wonji Wonji, all that type of thing. And there was four separate areas where all these fireworks were going off. It was bigger than New Year's.
I wonder what for.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. So I had no clue what was going on. So I had a quick little Google. It was kind of for the Lake Mac Festival 2024. You know, they have lots of stuff on around the lake between, like, the I think it's the 20th and the 24th. Of January or something like that.
Yeah, right.
So it was sort of wrapping it up, and there was different displays on it, and you've got the commanding view
basically,
of all of it.
Yeah. Oh,
that's pretty sweet.
Atop the hill on the alfresco, if you don't mind.
And New Year's Eve, we know where we're all going next time.
Thanks, Mum and Dad.
We most certainly do. Well, that sounds wonderful. Now, though, I want to bring Scott Chippy from Pell, our favourite producer, into the fold. Morning, mate.
How are we?
We are very well, because Cremo just mentioned there, he's been away for a couple of weeks, and Crevo, it is a dog-eat-dog world, because when you go away, sometimes, you know, it's survival of the fittest. And while you've been gone, someone has been coming for your crown, all up in your kind of territory.
Really?
And it's none other than Scott Chippy from Pell himself. Scott, do you want to let us know, enlighten us on what your new kind of side hustle is?
Well, basically, over the Christmas break, I went back to see my folks that live in Sydney, and I was cleaning out my old childhood bedroom, all the junk still in there from growing up. Teenage, early 20s.
Mm-hmm.
Thought, this is all rubbish. It's got to go. Why not sell it? So I have become the new king of Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah. You know what? When I got back, I was like, geez, the views are down on my items. I'm wondering what's happening. Now I know.
Well, it goes even further than that, Mr. Mark Crevo, because I sold some stuff on Marketplace and then realized, hang on, what if I use the money from what I'm selling my stuff to buy other things cheap and sell them at a markup?
Hey, now you're really into my territory. That's my job. What are you doing? You gotta leave some money for the rest of us.
Yep, I am on the flipping bandwagon, and it is working for me.
Really?
Well, you say it's working for you. What are we looking at? You've been doing it for a couple of weeks now. What are we looking at here, if you don't mind? I know money's a sensitive topic.
It is. But
what's been your best flip? What's been your top item you made the most on? What's your brag?
Oh, I made a $32 profit on a pair of shoes.
Damn!
That is pretty good on a pair of shoes.
Yep, I bought them for under $10 and I sold them for $40.
Now, Scott's being a bit sheepish here, and, like, fair enough, because money is a sensitive topic.
Sure.
But I know, and I've seen, he's got himself an Excel spreadsheet with everything he's bought, his plus, his minus, if he's in the green, the black, the red, all the colours that associate with money. And I think you're doing all right for yourself at the moment, Chip.
Yes, I'm very much in the green. At the high point of my Marketplace career, I was $80 in the green.
Oh, jeez. Wow.
And then from there, I've now bought a whole bunch of stuff down to, I'm now currently $25 in the green, but I have a listing with a markup, Crevo, of $115. So if it sells, I will be in the coin, let me tell you.
Oh, my God.
Look, seriously, Chippy, I think you're in the wrong career. You need a change, man. You should be like an auctioneer or, like, just go work for the stock market or something, because you're doing a lot better with that.
I'm
watching the coin up and down, Marketplace is my most opened thing on Facebook, 100%.
There we go.
I'm just a word of warning for you, Crevo. Your shop might go under in 2024. You got to watch out for people like Scott Chippy from Pell. He's in your business. He's in all your territory.
Yeah, I was looking at shoes that were up for a deal, and now that's where they went.
Yeah.
He's taken them. Oh, I've got my eye on you, Chippy.
Well, the actual icing on the cake, Crevo, is that over the weekend, I found something and thought, you know what, I reckon I can sell this. So I've bought it, listed it on Marketplace, and then had a look as to who else was selling it or how much I could do it for. And the only person selling it right across Newcastle and the Hunter is you.
Direct competition.
So I've undercut you.
got the reseller baker Chippy Frappell. Watch out, everyone. He's in for the money.
Just got back from my bludging session, yes. Couple of weeks off. And during
couple weeks? Couple months off? Oh, my God.
During that time, I went to 2 weeks in Vietnam. It's a little holiday. My wife, Emmy, and I, and we met some friends as well, which was really fun.
Awesome.
During that time, I noticed it's currently, it's a very, like, industrious, busy country. There's a lot going on there at the moment.
Yep.
Things get built everywhere. You know, people carry materials around.
Well, that's it. The construction industry must be thriving.
Yeah, absolutely booming at the moment. Because right. It's just in a time of, I guess, economic development right
An
now.
Exponential growth.
Yeah.
They're just, yeah, growing at an unbelievable rate.
All of that. And what I noticed is perhaps in all this fast growth, some of the normal OH&S, occupational health and safety rules, are a little bit different over there.
They've skipped a few steps, haven't they?
They might have skipped a few steps. The first thing I saw was pretty much the first, like, afternoon we got there. The electricity poles there, they just got wires going everywhere. You see that in, like, Bali and stuff. You know what's going on there. But when they went to make a repair, there were two guys who were doing this repair on the pole, and they just climbed up it. No ladder. Nothing like that. And then they didn't have harnesses, anything.
So it was like Tarzan style, just climbing up
the
pole.
Climbing up the pole. Right. And then they were just making repairs, like, you know, cutting this wire and, like, putting that one together. Just two guys up the pole.
Okay.
It was mind-blowing.
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah.
Were they wearing, like, you know, hard hats or, like, any type of special clothing? Nothing.
I mean, unless you count, like, a baseball cap as a hard hat.
Oh, my God.
That was all that was going on.
Oh, geez.
Then the next thing I saw, which was just extraordinary, we were, like, in a taxi going somewhere, and this motorbike pulls out across three lanes of traffic, and behind him was this makeshift trailer that he'd made. It was sort of the width of a wheelbarrow, and it was right far behind. He had, this is no word of a lie, about 5 meter lengths of, like, color bond.
Really?
That was strapped one end on the back of his motorbike,
what?
And the other end on this, like, wheelbarrow trailer. I couldn't believe it. I took a video. It just blew me away.
That is crazy.
I'll put it on our Instagram.
How
later.
Was it hitched to his motorbike?
It was just like clipped on. They made like a long string or pipe or something, and they just hooked it on.
That's nuts.
It blocked the whole three lanes of traffic when he turned out from the Bunnings of Vietnam or whatever, where he was picking it up.
Thrifty Grand Theft Auto right there.
Yeah. Exactly. And then this one really blew me away was the welding, right? Because they don't have a lot of welding construction going on.
Yeah.
The two blokes on a scaffold sort of thing made out of bamboo, which is fine. Now, doing some welding, one had on just like a pair of fake Ray-Bans from the market.
Yeah.
His welding goggles. The other one, no welding goggles. He was just putting up his hand as if he was blocking the sun. That was his protection.
My favourite, when you go to like Bali or somewhere like that, or Phuket in Thailand or something like that, is the classic someone holds up safety glasses for someone else. You would have seen that as well. They hold it like an arm length in front of them.
Oh, yeah.
What are you doing?
That'll protect you from absolutely nothing. I mean, you see a lot of these things like that.
Well, it sounds like, I mean, we've got a shoe mogul in our own ranks, Scott Chippy Frappell. Sounds like he needs to introduce them to safety boots and then try and sell them to him at a marked up price.
There's a good option for you, a business opportunity.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
So yesterday, after we had the Hello World Travel Expo, you and I, Ari, gave away a cruise.
Yep.
I had plans to go hit some golf balls with Siobhan's uncle and her cousin as well.
Yeah, okay.
We'd made plans to go and have a hit at, I think, the driving range, the one at Charlestown.
The
new screens there. It's all pretty exciting and flashy.
I love that golf range.
The only thing that got in the way of our plans was the fact that it was about 40 degrees.
It was too hot for anything, wasn't it?
No chance at all. Let's go pub instead. The UFC's on. So we went to go try and find a pub to watch the UFC. We went to the Bennett, and, you know, I was like, let's sit in the Bennett. It's kind of like a bit bougie outside there. Looks pretty nice. Weren't showing the UFC. So then we had to walk
to the exchange.
Oh.
And they had it on the big screen there.
Oh, that's good, at least.
Screen. So I think overall we did win because they've pulled, like, where the stage is normally an exchange,
yep,
pulled down the big projector screen and they've got so it up there.
In aircon bit, or is that, yeah. So
yeah, in aircon bit.
That was
yeah,
the inside. Main part, the main feature you needed yesterday.
Yeah, I needed a cold beer, I needed an aircon, I needed a TV show on the UFC,
mm-hmm,
and the exchange had all three.
Tick, 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 and tick.
Yeah, so there you go. Wait, this will do us. We parked ourselves there and watched the UFC. Yeah, it was a pretty nice afternoon overall.
Nice.
I just can't believe that no pub's showing it. Like, I can't believe, like, yeah, Bennett's okay, missed out on showing that. You know?
They missed a customer. If you're listening,
they
Bennett.
They missed a couple.
Mm. Yeah, there you go. Something for next time.
We are back for 2024, baby.
Yeah!
I'm so excited. Yes. I've missed both of you.
Me too.
I love working with you both. And part of the reason I think I do love working with you both is because you bring such different aspects to life. You are very different. And in some aspects of life, you are polar opposites. Mm. I mean,
yes,
don't get me wrong. You guys do have similarities, you know. Like, okay, you're both very fun-loving and have a great sense of humour, which makes this show so enjoyable for me.
Where is he going with this? I feel like there's a butt coming.
But when we, I guess, delve into the world of preparation and organisation,
yeah,
we start to see some cracks form and you guys do become polar opposites. And I feel like we can take this small sample size in studio and apply that to the greater world, because I feel like every person in the world, every person in Newcastle falls into the category of you're either an Ari or a Crevo.
Okay.
And I want to highlight this with both of your morning routines.
Okay.
So,
hey,
let's start first, nice and simple. I mean, the show, we start at 5 o'clock is when the show mm-hmm starts every morning.
Sure.
What time do both of you respectively get up? Crevo, what time do you get up?
About 4:20.
4:20. What
That's
time
not too bad.
Are you getting up, Ari?
So I get up anywhere between 3 and 3:30 in the morning.
3 and 3:30. For a 5 o'clock start.
That's too early.
Crevo is rubbing his eyes in disbelief. He thinks if he rubs them, he's going to see, you know, in a clear, he's going to hear it in a clearer form.
I'm going to hear a different answer.
It's unbelievable.
3 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, well, let's go
haven't
through.
Even gone to bed then.
let's go through your morning routine, Ari. So you're up sometime between 3 and 3:30. What happens from there?
Okay, so I have a really nice alarm that wakes me up, so I might snooze it once or twice, but so between that time, you know, I get up, I make my bed, you know, it has to be, like, the sheets have to be straight and polished.
Who's making the bed at 3:30?
Who's polishing sheets? What does that process even involve?
No, like, flattening them out, making them look nice. Okay. Go and wash my face and kind of just do, like, you know, all your creams and your cleansers of a morning, so
skincare, you know, routine?
Basically.
I've heard of them.
Yes.
Well, you guys, you know, you haven't known me that long, but from what you do know of me, you know I like my makeup.
Yep.
You know, I like to do some fun things with my hair. That's just who I am. So that's a process in itself. So it takes like 45 minutes to put the makeup on and do something with this mane that I have and then get dressed. So it's just a slow and progressive morning routine.
And to be fair, like, Ari is the most put together person I've ever seen in a radio studio, particularly for breakfast radio.
I think I tend to agree with that. The most consistently, organized like that.
So are you making sure you have your breakfast while you're at home as well? Like, what's...
So I'm very bad at breakfasts. Like, I should be a lot healthier and have, like, a, you know, a balanced kind of start to my day. But I've said this before, I eat lollies of a morning to get me up and I make a coffee and then, you know, I just bring my snacks into the studio and just eat while we're
what
up there.
What baffles me is you're up between 3 and 3:30.
In the morning.
There's no breakfast and no shower in that morning routine.
You can make a full baked dinner. At that time of the morning, you've had plenty of time.
So, Crevo, on the contrary, what is your morning routine look like? You've said 4:20. I think that's a little bit generous.
It is a little bit. But let's say 4:20.
Okay.
Yeah.
First alarm, just straight up, just get straight up, and then you walk into the kitchen and press turn on the coffee machine. So it's already warming up, right?
Yeah.
The first thing you do, mate, put the coffee together, tamp it down, do all that, make the coffee, press it again, two times through. You got to get plenty of caffeine in there. Add milk, just drink it down quick, wash your face, brush your teeth, and then putting on your shoes as you walk out the door.
put your jumper on and then just into the car, turn it on, you're here in 7 minutes.
I think it is just like, even this small sample size here, Ari is as baffled as Grebo was before hearing the alarm time. She can't believe that you come in and function on that kind of little preparation.
You can't. Like, you need some time for your brain to wake up. There's a method to the madness. I mean, look, professional athletes even have a warm-up. So, you know, who's a professional athlete in this situation?
Me, not Grebo.
Not, definitely not me.
Oh, lots of fun, isn't it? Our return. Yes. Our return to the show together. It's been so much fun this morning with you guys. Hope you've enjoyed it as well. But it's not just fun for us, I know. We've been rewarding Nova Cash streams as well. Only local winners here on UFM. And Matt in Port Stevens, he got involved in the show today telling us about when his dad crashed their little RC plane.
On the first ever flight.
He reckons it was airborne for maybe a minute total. For sharing your pain, you know what? We're going to send you to a double in-season pass to Force of Nature, The Dry 2. This stars Eric Banner, returns as Aaron Falk, exclusive to cinemas February 8th. You get to go see that. Lovely. Well done, Matt.
Easy as that.
Yeah, loving it. Also, we're giving away some back-to-school packs, so you don't have to really go shopping. So they're loaded with, you know, a school bag, pens, pencils, pencil case, even a drink bottle and heaps of stuff. So
all the goodies.
Yeah, all your chances to win throughout your workday as well.
Easy as that. I think you're listening out for a bell through the day, isn't it? Simple as that.
Yep.
And Scott Chippy Propel, Scott Chippy Baker, Seller, Man Propel, our favourite announcer. He'll look after you right throughout your workday. He's on, of course, after your 105 minutes commercial free. But we're done. So good to have you back, Creamer.
It's good to be back, and we'll see you tomorrow.
We'll see you then.
Bye.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au, and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.